Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out. Not much of a voice here, but I am here nonetheless. It is the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Dang, ladies. You got way better voices than me, so I'm going to let you do all the talking.
We got this.
This is called a World Cup tragedy. It's not a travesty. What is it? A casualty.
Casualty. He lost his voice yelling.
Yes.
What?
Especially that first goal from the U.S. Holy cow, how did he do it again? Tillman just nailed this free kick. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, and we have Sarah Juarez in the studio.
The house.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You navigated your way here.
I did.
That's funny.
Sarah is with North Star Team, the... Man, I can't read that.
Black Mountain Valley Realty.
I'm sorry, Black Mountain Valley Realty. I should know that by now. But we do this every other month, so my RAM kind of dumps, you know?
That's right. Maybe we should start doing it every day, you know?
When I take pauses in that and I lose my train of thought, we call that buffering. At least my assistant does, right? Kay McCarthy is also here, reverse mortgage specialist, senior loan officer for Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
And
how
girls.
About I love us guys
and girls.
There you go.
And girls.
I got to get Marissa, bring in our gift pack. All right? The pack that, you know, there's a little duck. I want to.
Aww.
That was really cool.
Put the little duck next to the little sink.
Because you're our new best friend today.
I love that.
To everybody.
Aww.
Because you brought in all that swag.
I love being a best friend.
So that's what I have to do.
You're
I have to bring in swag. Okay. Duly noted.
I just realized you didn't have a duck.
No.
Mojave Mortgage duck.
Now, Marissa had a duck that was like, I don't know, it sounded like the Aflac duck. It was like,
Aflac.
But it was electronic. It was pretty cool.
Wow, we need to make a noise
I don't know
on
where
it
went.
Is that what you're saying?
I think the battery went dead.
But it needs to say
Mojave
Mortgage in that little quack quack.
Maybe someday soon she will show up and bring the duck so I can demonstrate its audio qualities, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got a little quack.
I think it's a pet toy.
A pet toy?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Really?
Yeah, because it's really loud. It's like a squeaky toy.
Were you in your office just squeaking at it?
I was. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is like everything real estate, everything Bullhead Real Estate.
Yes.
And we're even going to feature one of your properties today. And
woo-hoo.
It is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Gorgeous.
Sarah's got a beautiful property.
You want me to tell you about it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to hold.
That's a tease in radio.
Like, we were so ready.
Okay.
Wait for it.
You've been radio before, right?
I have.
Nah. That's a radio tease.
All right.
Oh, speaking of properties, Joyride Auto Spa. is now open in the old Car Toys location.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know how they got the signs up
yeah.
that say opening soon?
Yeah.
Right. But for now, customers can receive the discounted hand washes at $39. Watch the company's remodel unfold at the same time. Current hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. from Monday through Saturday.
Wow.
So you could leave here, go, yeah, till 2
p.m. I should have went there and then came here.
Do they do
right?
auto
That's
detailing on the inside and everything?
I don't know. That's something you might want to talk to them about.
Okay,
so,
I should ask.
Yeah. Let's go. It's Joyride Auto Spa.
Joyride.
Yes.
Wow. That's what we need.
Picked
Let's
a great location,
it.
I think. I think it's a gold mine.
I think it's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need Car Toys back, right? Or the old location anyway. Joyride Auto Spa. We got to get used to calling it that.
Joyride.
Right. Exactly.
On Lake Havasu Avenue, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right down the street.
Yes. And then if you stay on that side of the street, maybe a mile down,
mm-hmm.
you can get a coffee right over at
Human Beans
Human
right
Bean.
There. And
right.
Is there another one over there?
The Baumkirchers are my buddies now, so. The owner. Well, their son threw out the first pitch on opening day at Chase Field this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Little
Bowden.
Awesome.
Bowden Baumkirchner. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, let's get
real estate. Power Hour.
You said it was going to be different today. You said everything's going to be a little different today.
Yes,
and
we
I was
did.
Like, what does that mean? I can't go to the numbers or what?
No, we can,
no,
go,
we
to
can
numbers.
Go to the numbers.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Let's
we
go
just
to
wanted
right.
to throw in just a couple of things that happen on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And people go, why did that happen? I don't understand. How come this happens in real estate or mortgage
right.
or why? I don't yep. get it. And so we thought, we'll just give a couple I don't get it.
And you have mm-hmm. a scary, scary credit number, right, for credit cards?
Oh,
that
yeah.
we want to talk about, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
Pay attention, guys.
Yes.
I often wonder how these people can afford, when they roll into town, they have, you know, the Airbnb, then they have the, I don't know, the boat with the tandem trailers, and I'm just like, man, how in the world did they
with
do
the
that?
With the four motors on the back?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, right? Right?
Wow.
Right, right. Four.
Four.
Yeah. yeah. As if three wasn't enough.
Is that the max, four?
I don't. Is there a max when
I don't
it comes
know.
To, you know, decking out your boat? Anyway, 928-854-5687 is the number to call. 928-854-KNTR. Or if you want to text us, the text line is open, 928-727-5566. And that is the KNTR talk and text line because we want to make this talk and text radio, not just listen radio, right?
Yeah.
We want people to call in with your real estate questions. So what you got for numbers?
Okay. So for numbers for Bullhead City, for single family homes, right now our average days on market for single family are 58 days on market and our median sales price is $325,000. As far as our months of inventory, right now we're hovering right about 5 months of inventory, and our average sales price is $399. When we jump on over to factory built in Bullhead City, our median sales price is $143,000, and this number jumped really high, actually, was our average days on market for June was 118 days. For
wow.
yes, I know that one went up drastically. So that just means that there's just more inventory, so it's sitting longer days on market. So,
hey, Miss Note Taker over there,
I'm doing it.
What was the days on market last time you were here?
Oh gosh,
61.
Whoa, almost
that's
double.
Double almost.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know we have summertime, yeah. kids are off, right out of school.
Poor credit.
And, yes, and we're going to talk about that. And then we have...
It's a perfect storm.
Rates have not come down.
Oh, right.
So if yeah. people are holding for rates to come down...
They are holding.
I don't think we're going to see it. So now's the time. Look at all
yeah.
these houses ready
oh, there's
to
a lot. So right now, we're hovering at about 5 months of inventory for factory built as well. And our average sales price is right around $165,000. When we get into condos... our median sales price is $190,000, which that's actually went down from the last time that we were here. And our days on market, again, is higher at 103 days on market. And so right now we've got about 6 months worth of inventory, and the average sales price for a condo in Bullhead is right around
$218,000. Hmm.
So let's jump to Fort Mojave, and when we get into our days on market for single family homes, we're right around 50 days on the market, and our median sales price is $332,000. When we get into our months of inventory, we're hovering right around 6 months of inventory. And our average sales price is right around $384. So when we are talking about factory built in Fort Mojave, we're looking at about 132 days on market right now in Fort Mojave. Yes,
so even more.
Wait, yes. And so our median sales price there is right around $170,000. Our months of worth of inventory, again, that's jumped quite a bit since the last time. And we are hovering right around 7 months of inventory for factory belts. And our average sales price is $172,500.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's gone up quite a bit.
So do you think that it seems in Fort Mojave and in Bullhead that the factory-built, manufactured, are sitting longer on the market? Do you think it's because people don't know that they can finance them? Do you think that, what do you think that causes?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, you're just seeing a lot of properties sitting right now because some of the buyers just aren't hopping off the fence at the moment. So, and you have a lot more people listing properties too. I mean, we've seen quite a few listings that just keep hitting the market. So, again, your inventory is going up. Your buyers aren't coming in to buy. So,
you think
it's
buyers? You think buyers may be waiting for a motivated seller that'll drop the price a little bit?
Some of them are. Yeah. I mean, right now the buyers that I'm seeing, and I can only speak for myself, obviously, are ones that really need to purchase. I've got, you know, some investors that are that Kay's actually helping that are 1031 exchange buyers. So, you know, they have a time frame. They actually have to purchase right away. Couple of other people, it's contingent upon their home selling, and you know, so
yeah,
it just depends on what's happening with those buyers as well. So,
well, one thing that I'm finding, especially like on the manufactured, there's, you know, two sets of manufacturers. You've got the ones that are on leased land,
mm-hmm,
you've got the ones that are on owned land, and the ones on owned land, people don't realize they can finance those two,
mm-hmm,
lease and owned, but also you can do the down payment assistance program on the manufactured home on owned land. And what people are not realizing, especially first-time home buyers, is this is a perfect first-time home buyer house because the purchase prices are lower, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
And what do you think the average purchase price, what is it for manufactured?
In Fort Mojave or Bullhead?
Either one.
In Fort Mojave, your average sales price is $172,500.
So that is a really great first-time homebuyer house.
Absolutely.
Right? And then in some instances, we can get the seller to do concessions.
Well, and you're starting to see that anyways with the longer days on market. You're starting to see, because there is so much competition, you're starting to see some of these sellers who are actually, you know, starting to kind of give a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas prior to, you know, they may not have been as forthcoming with concessions. So
yeah,
you're starting to see that again just because of the fact that there is so much inventory. So
yeah,
especially if that seller is really needing to sell, you know. But people, buyers are looking for that. I mean, I have a couple of buyers right now who are actually looking for the longer days on market properties,
yes,
to see if they can score, yes, a better deal,
yes,
rather than one that's only been on the market,
yeah,
for a short amount of time. So
buyers, now is the time to buy because you've, yeah, got all these houses sitting on the market. You've got a great supply. And when rates come down, what's going to happen is your prices are going up. So get in there right now and buy.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
And I have a little fun fact for you.
Oh, I love,
whoa,
fun facts.
I know. So other than March and April of 2025, we have not had this many homes on the market since the beginning of, can anybody guess what year?
Oh, COVID.
2019.
2020?
Very close.
2020?
Oh. 2018.
Oh, wow.
2018. Yep. So sellers need to be more realistic on their pricing because they have a lot more competition now.
Now,
so,
I knew we didn't have them on the market in 2020, 2021, because they were snatching them up right and left from California, from a lot of those people who wanted to live free or die, right?
Yeah. So. Well, well, now's the time. Let's do this.
Tired of being locked down.
For sure.
Right, right.
Wow. Okay.
All right, let's take a break. I found a new song list, ladies.
Oh,
I
fun.
Did.
New songs for us.
And I was looking for that graphic that had the, what is it, Powderpuff Girls?
Powerpuff.
And Marissa was going to explain the difference between the three. She said I was one of them.
You're Buttercup.
Buttercup? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. What the heck makes me Buttercup? Anyway, this is... This is Women of Rock, and I don't know if this classifies as rock or not, but I like Gina Shock. She was a great drummer for the Go-Go's. She really was, endorsed by Evans. Anyway, our lips are sealed by the Go-Go's. Women of Rock, that's the new set list right here.
Because that's us, Women of Rock. You guys, we rock.
You guys tend to. You tend to. All right. It's the Girl Power Hour.
Pow.
Thank you. Ow. Pow and ow. That's it. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to the Girl Power Hour.
Pow.
That's it?
That was a weak pow.
Oh.
Kinda.
Pow.
It was anticlimactic. We do have a text on the KNTR Talk text line. I'm going to read that in a sec. That's how the kids talk, right? In a sec. They abbreviate everything.
I'll get to that.
Everything. What's that?
I'll get to that.
You get to that in a sec.
And then you say, what'd they say?
Yeah, right? And we're broadcasting live from the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink, right?
Yes.
No sink. Well,
little
there is
sink.
Kind of a
little
sink. That's a little kid's
it's
plastic
a baby sink.
Sink.
It's a Barbie sink.
Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate the sink. All right. Speak Out brought to you by Mojave Mortgage.
Woo, I love those guys.
And girls. By Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and from the mind of Dallas Finch, I'm going to say it, ladies, Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. Right? Have you eaten there yet?
I have not.
I haven't either. Great pizza, sandwiches, and salads, home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Sarah Juarez and Kay McCarthy. And Sarah is from the North Star Team, Black Mountain Valley Realty. Boom.
Yes. Pow.
Yeah.
Got it right.
Yay.
And
love
of course,
that.
Kay McCarthy comes to us via South Carolina today, right? She's a world traveler.
Yes, I am.
And a reverse mortgage specialist and senior loan officer with Mojave Mortgage.
Boom.
Love those guys.
Love them.
No, boom is the guy's thing.
That's why I said that.
Okay.
Boom. That was for Chad.
Oh, I know who sent this. You're the perfect host for the Girl Power Hour. Why, thank you. Because you're one of the girls in a good way. LOL. There you go. That's from our KNTR Talk text line. 928-727-5566. Hey, man, we even have a phone call.
Wow.
That's kind of cool, right? No, Red. Pow.
Oh, pow. Sorry. My bad. Pow.
Hey, get it right.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, this is Dallas with Booby Falls. How are you guys doing?
Dallas, how's it going, man? We appreciate the sponsorship.
Hey, I'm going to send over pizzas for you. Since you haven't tried it, you got to try it.
Yay.
Pizzas. Wow. Thank
you. I'm taking orders. What do you like?
I like pretty much everything. What do you ladies like?
It's all good.
This is about the ladies. It's not really about me, Dallas.
It's all about us, Dallas.
I don't know, but you're an honorary one today, right? We just got the text.
Every couple months, I'm an honorary chick.
Adopted him in our girl, yep. In our girl power.
But Dallas has even longer hair than Kay, so.
Really?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Wow.
Dallas says, I just asked for, what do you want for your pizza?
Right?
No, I enjoyed the conversation. That's good.
I like California style, you know. We could still, we're in America. We could put pineapple on pizza, right?
Yes, we can. I love Hawaiian pizza.
All right, I'm just gonna come up with something, and you better like it.
Oh boy,
it's a surprise!
Wow, thank you so much, Dallas. We appreciate that.
All right,
yay!
All right,
be there shortly.
All right,
thanks.
And we'll keep that. We'll keep that among us girls, right?
That's right.
Am I honorary girl today,
yes,
really?
Buttercup.
Yeah.
Buttercup. What's the buttercup thing? That's what Marissa was going to explain.
That's her name.
Marissa was going to explain that to me. It's Powerpuff Girls?
Powerpuff.
Not Powder Puff.
No.
Like
Power.
Like the high school football game is the Powder Puff game, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So
that's
I'm
different.
Bubbles. You're
Bubbles?
Yes. That's what she said.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And
it's just their name.
Who's the other one? Oh, Blossom.
Blossom.
Yeah.
That's
Sarah's
a cool
Blossom.
Name.
Blossom.
And then, but
and
I
your Buttercup.
Your Buttercup.
Buttercup is the horse that died on, there's the, what was that movie?
I don't know, but
well,
suck
there
it up,
she
Buttercup, because you gotta, you just gotta deal with it.
Oh, man, I can't remember the name of the movie. Anyway, you can get on the microphone and explain it a lot easier than you can by talking, you know, loudly, because you don't. So. All right.
You got me there.
Okay, so why, what's her name?
Okay, she's Bubbles. You're Blossom.
So Kay is, Kay is Bubbles, Sarah is Blossom.
And you're Buttercup.
Why am I Buttercup?
Okay, so if anyone doesn't know, I think it aired like late 90s, but it's a children's cartoon. So she's Bubbles because she's always very bubbly.
Aw.
So yeah, your Bubbles was the kind of like upbeat one. Mm-hmm.
That would be you.
And then Buttercup was the grumpier one. So
oh,
that's why
oh,
I made a
nice,
you. So
nice,
that
nice.
Would make her Buttercup.
Man, Chad's
Blossom.
Not even...
Because she's a
Blossom.
Flower.
So Chad's not even
but
a Buttercup if he was here.
Well,
Chad's
yes.
never grumpy, right?
Well, I made you
Well, he can't be Buttercup. He's not here.
I'm just saying, even if he was, he couldn't be Buttercup because he's never grumpy.
Oh.
But I made you Buttercup to go with Ronnie's lovely poster he made of you over here.
Yep.
So,
I take
there
it
you
from
go.
All sides here, folks.
So there you go. It's official. You're Buttercup.
Okay. Perfect.
And that was the Mojave Mortgage duck.
That's a duck. That's right. All right. We're having fun on the real, not the real estate power hour, but the girl power hour.
Pow!
Ouch.
Was that better?
Yeah, it was better, but I just need to be ready next time.
There you go.
Thank you, Marissa. We appreciate it. All right.
Sarah's got an amazing number for you right now.
Oh, you do?
So.
What's that number?
Well,
867-5309?
I love that.
86442.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Bullhead.
Bullhead zip
code.
That's right.
Bullhead City. All right. So now, right now, our total homes on the market as of June, or the numbers for June,
mm-hmm.
and this is for Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley. Current active number of listings, 927.
Wait, what?
This is just residential, single family, condos, townhomes, and factory built homes.
Whoa.
That's a lot of houses.
That number, folks, is larger than the number of calls to police, fire, and paramedics in Bullhead over the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, wow.
That was 632.
I was just going to say, do you know that number?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how many active listings there are, residential listings.
Do you know by chance how many of those listings belong to the Black Mountain Valley Realty team?
To the North Star?
North Star team, yes.
Oh, we have, well, we also deal with rentals, so it shows like our numbers with both of them. But we have actively right now between rentals and our properties for sale, we have probably about 50-ish
Whoa.
Somewhere in there.
There's
That's
a lot.
That's a lot.
Right.
That's a big share of 900-something.
So buyers, you need to get out there right now. Call Sarah. Go look at houses.
No kidding. So speaking of which.
Yes.
Tell me about this dream home.
Okay.
It's along the Colorado River.
It is. It is a beautiful home on Camino del Rio. And this home is completely custom. It is listed at $1.9
million.
It is 5,738 square feet. It's a three-story home. And again, this home is completely custom. It's never been lived in full-time. It's had one owner. It does have an elevator to go through to all three levels. So when you enter the home, the main floor is literally just the living room and dining area. It's got a gourmet kitchen in there. They do have the laundry room and a full bathroom downstairs on that floor. And then it's got custom woodworking throughout the home. Banisters, bookshelves,
yes.
Fireplace, everything. I mean, it's beautiful.
I lived in a two-story condo long ago, and you entered on the entry was on the second floor, and the bottom floor was the garage and the laundry and that sort of thing. And the top floor was, you know, the sleeping space.
Yeah.
And double vanity, all that stuff. But is that how this is? Do you enter on the second floor?
You enter on the second floor.
Okay.
And then the lower floor is, it's actually a really neat, it's got a full kitchen downstairs as well. Fireplace on every level.
Wow.
And then this one actually has two built-in Murphy beds.
No.
It's really neat. Full bathroom.
Wow.
So you could actually Airbnb the downstairs portion while you lived in the upstairs portion. The third story, which is the upper floor, has all of your bedrooms, and they're all ensuite bedrooms. Two of the rooms have balconies, and the primary bedroom is huge. It takes up half of the second floor.
You've seen it?
Third story.
I've seen
it's amazing.
I've been there.
It has two bathrooms. It has a his and hers bathroom.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, her bathroom is, it's gorgeous. Travertine tile, separate soaking tub. And it's just, it's amazing. It's like a whole spa-like environment.
The her bathroom should be two-thirds larger than the his bathroom.
It's probably about four times larger.
Whoa.
Than his.
And don't forget those views.
They are amazing.
That's crazy.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And the decks that are out there.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Is there an HOA?
On that property, no. It is
nice.
Not in any, well, okay.
For some
it
people,
has a
nice,
voluntary
yeah.
HOA.
Oh.
And it is four doors down from the park, so that you can actually join. So
Wait,
it has,
which park is that?
It's right there at the end of Mojave Drive.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so the, you have a boat launch area, and then you also have the walk gate area, but it has, it's just all specifically for that community.
I love how
Palo Verde Meadows.
I love how descriptive Sarah
it's
is
gorgeous.
Because it's perfect for radio, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard
amazing.
To describe real estate on radio, but you did a great job.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Palo Verde Meadows. I was thinking at the other.
No, it's right next to Palo Verde Meadows. Like I said, it's gorgeous. It's never been lived in full time. Custom.
It's like brand new.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Easy access to Baskin Robbins.
It's very close to everything.
Yeah,
it
really
is.
It really
very
is.
Very close to everything.
Cool.
It's like a hidden gem.
Yes.
It really is, because you kind of go back around, right, the streets, and then all of a sudden, here it is, and there's the river.
Whoa.
Yes, and it's got just beautiful rock work along the front of it, the back, and the,
the
iron.
Gate in front.
Oh, yeah.
Where can people see it online?
You can go to the NorthStarTeamAZ.com, our website, and you can take a look at it. It's on Camino del Rio. Again, it's a beautiful, beautiful property. And we would love to show it to anybody.
Are you handling this yourself?
I'm sorry?
Are you handling the listing yourself?
I am.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
See that, and you get to meet Sarah at the same time. There's the bonus.
Beautiful.
And maybe
beautiful
I should
home.
Go. Then you have the Power Girls.
That's right. Pow.
Ooh, pow.
That's right.
The Power Girls.
Absolutely.
Power Pop.
Kay can get you the financing for it.
Oh, man.
And there we go.
Let's buy a house today.
We are such a Gen Z fail, aren't we? The two boomers in the house over here.
Boom.
Just saying.
Right?
Okay.
Wow, that sounds like a...
It's a great house.
I don't know if it's a steal, but it sounds like a lot for the money.
Actually, it is. It's actually... we reduced the price below appraised value.
Oh.
So it is below appraised value at the moment. So
yeah, in California, there's no mansion tax here in Mahoney County.
Yeah.
And we talked about that last time.
Yes. Oh, man. And it's amazing. There are no other words for it. It
awesome.
Is truly beautiful.
Well, there's no bad reputations in this room right here, but here's some Joan Jett, Bad Reputation. Give us a call like Dallas. Be like Dallas, right?
Right.
928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text 928-727-5566. It's the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Can I do it?
You can.
Yeah.
You're Buttercup.
Pow! Kidding, you guys.
I need some more enthusiasm,
right?
Well, I was trying to... Well, never mind.
That was weak.
I was trying to identify as, right?
Oh.
Back
okay.
with more in a moment on Speak Out. Got to dedicate that one to Taylor Hawkins, the late, great Taylor Hawkins from, oh, man, Dave Grohl's band, of course. And that right there, Alanis Morissette, her first drummer. Yeah, they brought all these musicians together, and they went on the road, did this little tour, and lived in a 15-passenger van, right? That's how you get to know your bandmates right there.
Wow. We
should
go on tour.
A little close for comfort.
That's a great story. That's a great story, so... Anyway, Foo Fighters, that's it. I was buffering. See that?
You're so good at that.
Come back around. I was buffering. But, yeah. Of course, Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters. All right. We got another text. Oh, boy. Here we go. Regarding your house, your property, how many square feet? 5,200?
Oh, no. Hold on 1 second. It is 5,738 square feet.
This person, I'm pretty sure it's a she. You would take the big bathroom because you're just like a girl when you're getting ready to go anywhere. Wow. That's why I use Paul Mitchell and hair products
we
and
know.
Things like we that. Know. There you go. We know, we know.
That's why we got you in our little power pump.
Is that it?
Yep.
All right. Speak out in the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Oh, what I was late to the show. I was late to the show.
It sounded like Iran being defeated or
something.
Brought to you by The Chair, also. Laughlin Ranch by Mojave College. Solar Power by Esme Electric. Dorita's Place for Pets. Legacy Rehab and Care. And by A&B Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. If my voice sounds better, it's because of the magic throat drops. Right?
It's the peppermint
it's
that you got in your little duck package there.
I tried that. No, these are Manuka honey and ginger.
Oh.
And they, yeah.
Ginger is supposed to be good for you.
Oh, yeah. It goes down in there and gets everything out.
Yeah.
It roots out the garbage.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So where were we going to go with this? The credit report
yes.
section
oh, we were
of our show.
About...
This
we
is
were talking about the debt.
The record number.
The record number of debt.
Credit
right now.
Card debt. And this is one of the things that hampers you from buying a home, folks. I mean, you can gripe about it all you want that, you know, the boomers have all this, the boomers have that, but you got to clean up your credit.
That's right.
Right. Yes, you do.
And I can help you. But here's the number. Are you ready? Total U.S. credit card debt right now. $1.252 trillion.
Ouch.
Average credit card balance about $6,500 per card holder. Average credit card APR around 21%.
Whoa!
Ouch!
21%. So let's do the numbers,
average?
Right? Average.
Whoa.
The average that I've been seeing on a lot of credit cards lately with some of my clients: 25, 28, 30.
Oh my gosh!
It's crazy. And remember, you've got balance transfer APRs, you've got purchase APRs. So you've got all these different APRs. So when you're looking at your interest rate right now on your first mortgage and you say, well, I don't want to refinance because I've got a 3.5% rate, but you've got $30,000 at 25% on your credit card. So maybe it's time for us to take a look at that because you've got equity. It's all-time high equity right now, right?
Right.
So give us a call. Let's see if we can't help you. And some of the credit card challenges or credit challenges like right now that I'm seeing is people have got that debt stacked up and they can't pay it, right? And so there's some delinquencies going on. There might be student loans that are delinquent that I can help you with and give you direction on that. There might be, you know, a lot of times what happens is when you get so far in debt with credit cards, people look at their car payment and they say, well, my car payment's $500.
Right.
So I'm not going to pay that because I'm going to pay all these credit cards, right? Or I'm not going to pay my mortgage because it's $1,200, so I can pay all these little card payments, right? That is not the right thing to do. So always, always make your mortgage payment first, right? And then we can see if you can refinance on your car, right? You can always call the car dealer, or not dealer, but the car company, the car finance company.
If you have a credit, if you have a credit union that you belong to,
yes,
that's even better.
And see if you can refinance, yes, to get that rate and that payment down. And you can do that too with some of your credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got payments that are, you know, sky high on credit cards, you can always call the credit card company and ask them to help you as well. But one easy way to do this is if you've got a lot of equity, we can do that cash out refi and we can get some of that debt paid off. And then you can always refinance later, right, to get that interest rate back down, you know, if rates come down.
I mean, you were talking about it earlier, people, it almost seems like they'd rather pay up in the 20s in interest on their credit card and not go for a 5% loan on their home. Well, it's like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
What are you thinking?
Right. I don't understand that. So right now, conventional rates are still in the sixes, right? And government rates are in the fives. You can do cash out refinances, and let's see if we can get you help, right? Get you some relief from the stress of financial.
So we do have a text off the KNTR Talk text line, 928-727-5566. And it's not about me.
What?
Right. It's a question for the ladies. I told you you had long hair.
Dallas!
Look at that!
All right, we're going to hold off on this text because there's two pizzas.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Dallas, is that your
very nice.
Small, medium?
That's our only.
Your only?
One
oh, size
fits
all.
So nice. Good.
Oh, oh my!
Wow.
Look at that.
That's a beautiful
okay,
pizza.
What's the first one?
That is the pineapple peep show.
The pineapple. peep. How did I not know there was something double entendre with
oh
that answer?
Oh my gosh!
All right, and what's the second
that
one?
That looks amazing.
The second one's pepperoni.
Ooh, look right at the baby.
He went traditional.
It's all cups.
How are you enjoying the World Cup, by the way?
What's that?
You enjoying the World Cup? I know you're a soccer coach.
Big time.
Until yesterday, right?
I saw the Argentina game. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Dallas, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Booby Falls.
Thank you.
Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. You can't miss it. Right up there on Main Street. You guys got a ton of neon, too. Okay. Looks good.
And how now late, we're trying the pizza.
How late are you guys open? It seems like you're open forever.
Whenever everybody goes home.
I like that.
Those are called business hours right
closing
there.
Closing hour. Yeah. Perfect.
Because he's doing business.
Perfect.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. All right.
We got pizza.
Woo, it smells good.
It smells
good.
So good. Yes.
Wow.
Girls, it smells so good in here.
Right.
Man. All right. Question for the ladies. How do they feel about the Vrbo's, that is vacation rental by owner, Vrbo's? A lot of people in this town in Havasu are trying to sell their houses because they are surrounded by Vrbo's. And there's a lot of people that don't want to buy houses because they're surrounded by Vrbo's. The problem Vrbo's, that is. So, what do you guys
think?
What
do you think about the VRBOs?
Well, that's what he calls them, or she.
Yeah.
But we call them vacation rentals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Or short-term rentals.
Yeah.
Right. So, are you hearing any complaints like that, or is it starting to tail off, the number of short-term rentals in neighborhoods?
Oh, I don't know as far as Havasu. again, because I sell mostly in Bullhead. But, you know, I mean, we do have somewhat of the same problem with some of the properties that are along the river and those kinds of things. But, you know, the city of Bullhead has really put some restrictions in regards to that with the permit and, of course, the three strikes you're out rule. I don't know if they have that in Havasu or not.
I believe they do.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, as far as that goes, if people aren't, you know, calling in on some of those problem properties, then it's not going to stop.
So here's an idea. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. But it is difficult to sell those when you are next to one of those properties because, again, neighbors talk. And so buyers, when they're in there, you know, going around and kind of taking a look, you know, we always encourage them, go in the evening, see how the properties are, go in and talk to neighbors. Well, you know, if a neighbor is unhappy because it's been a vacation property, they're going to tell you.
Right.
They're going to tell you.
Here's a thought, too. So I'm not in an HOA, but I rent in an HOA, okay? I rent in a condo that's HOA governed. Now, the HOA set a standard recently that if you own the condo and you sell that condo and you owned it as a short-term rental, the buyer cannot buy that and turn it back into a short-term rental. So that's how they're limiting it where I live. They're just kind of done with the short-term rentals, and the residents that live there don't, you know, especially condos. You're so close together.
Yeah.
So that's one thought if you're in an HOA or you're on an HOA board. You actually, I mean, what can't they get away with, right? Homeowners Association, they pretty much have all the power.
Well, I mean, I have one property that I have listed right now. And, you know, it's in a great location. It's a condo and gated area. And it's got a very nice RV boat deep garage. I mean, it's huge.
Right.
And that property, the HOA has actually come in and said, we don't want anybody in here less than a year rental in regards to this.
Yeah.
So they will not allow the Airbnbs or VRBOs or any of those. They won't even allow the snowbird renters in there because they don't want all of the people in the condo being bothered by that.
Yeah,
so,
I've heard of that.
Yes.
The one-year minimum leases. Yeah.
Yes. So some of your HOAs are stepping in and preventing some of that from happening. So it's going to depend on whether you're in an HOA area or not as well. So
talk to your HOAs. That's our advice. And if you don't have an HOA, what do you do?
Well, neighbors.
Neighbors.
And calling the city if it's a continued problem. I mean, if it's a really, really a continued problem, try talking to the homeowner. They may not even be aware that it's been a really problem situation as well. So,
is it legal to single out those homes, like, you know, a little sign that says vacation rental or something, or VR, something like that?
I think it
like
just
that.
Depends on.
Like a scarlet letter.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I'm telling you, in Bullhead, when you have to register, the city actually sends out a notice to everybody within a certain radius that you are renting your home as a vacation rental and has your contact information on it as well. So people know how to get a hold of you if your property is a problem property.
Yeah.
That's like a registry,
so,
right?
Yes.
That's wild.
So, I mean, there are, I'm sure, city ordinances that they can enact in regards to that.
But I mean, the issue still is, we are a vacation resort area.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you're going to have that. You're not going to get rid of them.
No.
But at least you can talk to the owners. You can talk to the HOA. You can talk to the city.
First step is always talk to the owner. I mean, always try to get that. Because, again, they may not be aware.
So I think this is an appropriate song, right? Avril Lavigne, Complicated.
It's not complicated.
You guys know what Avril means in French, by the way?
No.
It's the month of April. Avril.
Oh.
Avril.
Avril.
Okay.
You have to let it roll. Like,
Avril.
And you have to plug your nose when you speak French, by the way.
Avril.
Is that what you have to do?
Well, this certainly went quickly, right?
Oh, my goodness.
We're done?
This is my third break of the hour. Yeah.
Say it isn't true.
Say it isn't so, Joe.
It did go very quick.
Yes. It did. It went very quick. Did you get out everything you needed to get out? Or do you need me to go over Hannity?
No. We're good.
Because I can't do that.
No, we're good.
All right. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Sarah.
You can give me a call at 928-279-6113. Or you can go onto our website, send me a quick message that way, and I'll be waiting for your call.
NorthstarTeamAZ.com.
Pow!
How do people get a hold of you, pal girl?
Pal girl, Kay McCarthy at Mojave Mortgage, right down the street on McCulloch, and you can reach me at 928-230-7455, or come by the office, you can see us in Havasu, or come by the office, you can see us in Bullhead City.
All right, settle the argument. Who had longer hair, Dallas or Kay?
Oh, I didn't see it all the way.
He got pretty long hair, doesn't he?
He does have long hair.
It's a tie, I think.
It's pretty close.
He's Havasu's Fabio,
folks.
Because
he had it behind his
But
shoulder.
We love him. He brought us pizza.
It smells so good. I can't wait to taste it.
Hey, y'all, support him. Go see his restaurant.
The pizza-bearing Fabio. We got it. Right here in Havasu. All right. We'll see you in a couple months.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
See you then.
It's the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
All right. I'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. River Dave's on tomorrow. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back. And that was a cool show, but even cooler, there's two pizzas for somebody who has the pronouns he, him, and hungry sitting right there on the Speak Out desk. Wow. You can't beat that, right? All right, River Dave is going to be on the show tomorrow. It's all pretty much a casual conversation now with the mayoral candidates. We'll have River Dave tomorrow. On Monday, it'll be John Grappentine. He is the write-in candidate for mayor. And on the 17th, which is a week from this Friday, Mayor Cal Sheehy will be on the show. All right, that does it for me, Paul Lavoie. Living the dream with a Booby Falls pizza staring at me. That's right, I'm into it. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.